Hello, Get Booked listeners, and welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's Hand Cell is Far From the Light of Heaven by Tade Thompson, which I cannot believe I have not already talked about. I was poking around to see what I wanted to pick, and it does not appear in our spreadsheet anywhere, which is shocking to me because this was one of my favorite books of 2021. So here we are. We're going to talk about it. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds. College student Blake and her girlfriend have one goal: join the exclusive sorority that promises connections to a network of trailblazing women of color. Now, Ella's acceptance is a sure thing. She's a daughter of a Serena Society alum. After all, Blake, on the other hand, lacks Ella's pedigree and her confidence. Luckily, though really unluckily, she finds courage at the bottom of a liquor bottle. When she drinks, she's bold and funny, and as pledging intensifies, so does Blake's drinking. Ella assures her that she's fine, partying hard is what it takes, but with her future on the line, Blake must decide how far she's willing to go to achieve glittering dreams of success. Now, just so you know, Jazz Hammonds is the 2023 winner of the Critics Scott King John Steptoe Award for New Talent for We Deserve Monuments, and We Deserve Monuments was an Amazon Best Books of the Year and Barnes & Noble Best Books of the Year for 2023, so suffice to say, y'all should check this new one out. Thanks again to Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Charming, easygoing, and rich, Xavier Castillo has the world at his fingertips. He also has no interest in taking over his family's empire, but that hasn't stopped women from throwing themselves at him. Unless, of course, the woman in question is his publicist. The cool, the intelligent, the ambitious Sloane Kensington, who is a high-powered publicist who's used to dealing with difficult clients, but none infuriate or tempt her more than a certain billionaire heir with his stupid dimples and laid-back attitude. She may be forced to work with him, but she'll never fall for him because he's a client and that's all he'll ever be, right? Right, girl, like we all know. So just in case you didn't know, author Anna Wong is the best-selling author and book talk viral author of the Twisted Love series, the King of Sin series. Miss Wong got it going on, okay? Make sure to check out King of Sloth by Anna Wong. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so before I get into it, some content warnings for this book. Body horror. There's like a lot of weird body stuff. And y'all know I am sensitive to that. This was an amount I could handle, so that's good. But just FYI. Tade Thompson is such an interesting writer. I've read not all of his books, but a lot of his books. And I really love them, even though they do push me a bit because he does tend towards horror. And this one was such an unexpected one because I kind of thought I knew what his writing was like. And then this book starts off sort of quietly, despite the fact that it opens with a disaster and a body in space. But for him, like compared to Rosewater trilogy, especially, this just doesn't, it just is so much quieter, but then it, and sort of normal almost, but then it gets progressively weirder and weirder in a way that I think only Thompson pulls off in these moments. And I was just, it's great. So this is science fiction. It takes place in a future in which, you know, humans have figured out how to do international travel and are doing that thing. And there is a sort of, like, it's a little bit Afrofuturist. There's this colony and the Lagos system, and there is a ship called the Ragtime on the way. Lots of references here, obviously. And it's a ship that is bringing, like, a bunch of people in cryostasis or whatever to space to settle in a new place. And there is a pilot on board who is really just like a glorified, she's a babysitter, more or less. She knows it. She's wanted to go to space all her life. But really, you know, her job is just to make sure that nothing goes wrong with the AI, which there's not going to be anything wrong. Like, it's just not likely. So Michelle, who's our pilot here, is really just, you know, a figurehead, a space holder. Except for that, everything does go wrong. So she's awoken by the spaceship. The AI is, like, glitchy. A bunch of passengers have been murdered. There's a distress signal. Like, everything has gone wrong. And in true astronaut fashion, she is just trying to go down her checklist, make sure, A, that she survives, and B, that she figures out, like, what is going on this ship? Like, is she in danger? How did these people die? Like, what is happening? And everything just gets wilder and wilder from there. There's a local, like, they're in this system, and the local planet sends a investigator up who is dealing with their own issues. And if he is like, Finn is a really interesting character. All the characters are really interesting. But the two of them, the way they interact, the way that other people join the murder party, it's just really well done. It sort of swirls around itself. You get a feel for what this world is like. You get a bunch of different perspectives on what's happening. And Thompson is just a master of, like, that new weird sort of fiction. So you're thinking, like, you know, China Mieville and I want to say, oh gosh, names are, like, escaping me right now. But anyway, there's a lot of great authors doing this thing. Lauren Bucus is another one. Jeff Vandermeer is another one. Silvia Moreno-Garcia, a great example. Like, all of these people are just producing some of the weirdest, coolest fiction out here. And Toddy Thompson is next to them on my shelves. So if you like space murder stories, if you can handle some body horror, if you are interested in, yeah, like, what could a future space murder look like? And if you really like it when an author has done a ton of research into, like, the minutiae of a profession and brings that into play, Thompson has a whole afterword in this book about how he did research on what it's like to be an astronaut and, like, what they train for and how they train and what they're obsessed with. And you really see that played out on the page with Michelle and her checklists and, like, her focus on things that you maybe wouldn't think are the first things you would focus on, but, like, they're absolutely the things that she needs to do to keep everybody alive. And I just have never seen that particular perspective played out this way before in a space story. So I really appreciated that. Let's see, who else might you have read that you would want to come to? Oh, like Mer Lafferty, you know, all of these murder in space stories. They're so good. They're so interesting. They're so weird. And this one is the weirdest of the weird. So again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Oh, one more content warning. Actually, there is a use of racial slurs, which is a thing to know. Gird yourself. But it's only one moment, and it's by far minor compared to the rest of the book. So yeah, again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Thank you so much for listening to my ramblings. As always, thanks to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who tidies up those ramblings and makes them sound less rambly. If you'd like more recommendations, you can get those at bookriot.com. You can find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. If you would like to email us, you can do that, getbooked@bookriot.com. You can review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you would be so kind. It helps other people to find the show. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL. That's JennIRL. Or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.